Log Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening and tuning in to Film Festival Radio Show on this day after Labor Day. Well, I guess it's official. Summer is now over, and that breaks my heart. But on the other hand, it's still the start of the football season, and you know, that makes me happy again. And to further speak of happiness, we have two very talented, actually three, guests on this morning's mini edition of the show. We have, let me just tell you about them. Our first guest, these are talents from America's Got Talent, NBC's mega hit show. And all three of these gentlemen are in the finals of America's Got Talent tonight and tomorrow night. We are talking about Benton Blout, country music singer, and the Craig Lewis Band, a duo of really talented young guys from the Atlanta area. And all three of them, I think both of the Craig Lewis Band guys, I think all, both of them are going to be here with us. Sometimes we're not sure. They don't give us a head start on some things, but we will have somebody from the Craig Lewis Band duo will be joining us. As I said, they're from Atlanta, of course, and Benton Blount is from the South Carolina area, Greenville, South Carolina. And these guys have, they've been just racking up fans all over the country, out of the country, on their social media pages for their amazing, amazing singing talents. And so we are so blessed and fortunate that we have an opportunity to chat with them today to find out what is it like, what are they going through right now. They're in the finals. The overall winner will receive of America's Got Talent will receive $1 million and a chance to headline in Las Vegas. That will be decided just about a week from now, almost, September 16th. Nick Cannon is going to reveal the season 10 winner of America's Got Talent. I can't believe that it's already been 10 years that this show has been on. I remember when it was just starting out. It was just a little bitty America's Got Talent. Now it's a full grown-up, a whole decade, television season-wise, of America's Got Talent. And they have given us some amazingly talented people, from magicians to comedians to singers and dancers, just all kinds of people out there who have this amazing talent. So we hope the show can continue for a while, as long as you guys keep watching it, keep those ratings up. That's the main thing. But anyway, Benton Blount, while we are awaiting him to call, he's our first guest. He is gave it a run in Nashville earlier in his career. Things didn't quite go, they went kind of iffy. And so now he is coming back. He is back with a whole different game plan. He's got this amazing show, America's Got Talent, behind him. And so let's see what will Nashville have to say. Now, I bet Nashville is looking at him in a whole different way than what it was when he first went. A lot of people think that Nashville is a lot easier to break into because it's not as small as large as L.A. or New York, which is true as far as the size of the city. But that does not mean that it is easy to get into, because you have the gatekeepers in country music and recording studios and record companies, just like you do in LA and New York, Chicago, Atlanta, those kinds of places. And I've run across many, many, many very talented songwriters and country music singers, and they will tell you that in a heartbeat. It's not that easy. Okay. Good morning, Benton. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. I'm talking to you. I'm just talking to the listeners about Nashville and what have you. But we have you here. You are one of the top 10 acts on America's Got Talent. This time last year, what was your life like? What were you doing this time last year?
This time last year, I was in the middle of trying to balance traveling and playing music to make a little money on the weekend and changing a lot of diapers, which I'm still changing currently, but it was an infant, so it was way worse at the time.
Man, that diaper duty never stops, does it? Even if you're on the verge of being a superstar or dad, dad duties never stop, do they?
No, I'm pretty sure that even if I were the biggest country music artist in the entire world, that I would still be changing diapers as much as my wife could make me do.
Well, as I said, I was talking to the listeners about Nashville, and a lot of singers, country music singers and songwriters come, and I've met many of them. They come to Nashville and they think that it's going to be a lot easier to break into because it's not as large as New York or L.A., and I understand your experience with Nashville the first go around was kind of different, shall we say. So are you looking, how do you look at Nashville now that you've got America's Got Talent behind you or with you?
Oh, Nashville is an amazing thing, and I would say one that what you were saying about it is true, that it's not nearly as easy as people think that it is, and if anything, it's probably harder than people realize to break into Nashville, because there's so many people that are filtered into that city that are trying to make it there. But as far as my view on Nashville, you know, I didn't have a great experience with my first record label that I signed to, and just the politics and things of that nature. But I still love the heritage of Nashville and what it stands for. And I think that just being on America's Got Talent and being part of this great production and this great show, I've just admired the work ethic even more that it takes to make it in, you know, especially in country music in Nashville. So I'm excited to apply all this to making another run at it.
Doing this show, America's Got Talent is so huge. You know, for you, is it a challenge dealing with performing in front of the judges or performing all these cameras and knowing millions of people are watching you? Or for you personally, what's the most challenging part of doing this show?
I think there's two main things. One is the fact that my personality and the personality of a country singer, a lot of times, especially traditional, is you get up to a microphone and you tell a story and you sing a song, and you do engage with the crowd, but it's not overly dramatic. It's not overly put on. And I think on the show, a lot of times people expect me to do a lot of things the other people do, the dancers, the magicians, all this flash and everything like that. And for me, I get up and I tell a story. So it's a challenge to be a contender and not do all the things the other people do. The other thing is just, I think my nature is just, I'm really even keel and laid back. And so people say, you need to smile a little bit more. And are you really excited? And my excited looks just the same as when I'm not excited. They don't know the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, that must be kind of interesting. You know, you, all your adult life, you're doing country music, and, you know, you're used to the next act coming on before or after you, but with America's Got Talent, the next act might be, you know, a guy with a tap-dancing elephant or something. I mean, as a country music singer that's not used to all that, how do you balance that, or how have you adjusted to it?
Well, it was fairly easy, to be honest, because I've been a fan of what all of these people do my entire life. I've always wanted to be a magician. I've always wanted to be an acrobat. I always wanted to be somebody that could read somebody's mind, like Oz the Mentalist. And it's just been an easy transition because I'm watching what I've always loved doing anyway, which is why I think America's Got Talent was a perfect fit for me to begin with.
Now, other than voting for yourself, say if you were not on the show and you were the guy watching the America's Got Talent with your at home with your family, who are some of the acts you would vote for?
Well, me personally, I am a fan of illusion and magic. So, you know, Oz the Mentalist, like I said, who a lot of these people are good friends, so it's even harder to pick who favorites would be because I love so many of them. But then, you know, even the person that people are not, some people are not very keen on, which is the regurgitator, because he swallows things and then he throws them up. But I think that it's amazing that he does that. it's pretty interesting. Exactly. So those kind of things are the things that are appealing to me as far as watching a variety act show.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, say if you are the winner of that $1 million, we know you're the winner gets a headlining show in Vegas, but that money, what are you going to do with that $1 million if you win? What is the first thing you're going to do with it, some of it?
Pretty much whatever my wife will allow me to do. If you watch my backstory, my wife has been a big supporter of me, and to the point of while I've been pursuing this dream, she's had to work full time as well. So the money would obviously go to help me with my music career, but also and first and foremost to help with my family. I would pay off my house, and obviously I would buy my wife something very, very nice. And then outside of that, we would set money aside for our children for college and try to use the money in the proper ways to make the business grow. So I'm a business-minded person, so with music, I know that there has to be a plan and a budget. So we would try to just lay all that stuff out, and then I would still hit the road and work hard like I've been doing for the last 15 years.
Oh, man, that sounds like a very sensible plan there. Very sensible plan. Well, I'll tell you, Benton, it may just happen. It just may happen. And I know your whole career has changed for the best, for the better, since you've been on the show. You've got I was looking at your Twitter page, and, man, you've got some fans there. So that's always a good thing. So anyway.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing to see how it's grown.
Yeah. So I've talked to a lot of people from The Voice and America's Got Talent, and a lot of contestants, and there's always so many of them say, you know, I barely tried out for this show. I started not to do it. People had to talk me into it. In your case, in the very beginning, did you almost say, hey, I don't want to do this, I changed my mind, or what?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not a big fan of being in rooms with tons of people shoulder to shoulder because I feel like I'm always in somebody's way. So when it comes to the big, long, I call them cattle call lines, the audition, I try to avoid that at all costs. And so that's what I thought I was getting myself into. But then I found out I could audition online with America's Got Talent, which is completely new to me. So I was very excited about that.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good element to just do it online and download it, let them look at it and what have you. Well, we know that thousands and thousands and millions of fans out there are more than happy that you did not change your mind, because we would have been denied, you know, this great singing talent that you have. And you are just so custom made for Nashville. You've got the look, you've got the sound, your speaking voice, you know, you just. Everything. You're a Nashville guy. I think that's your next stop for sure. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, anyway, they're telling me I have only 30 seconds left. So anything you'd like to say to the fans or what to close it out or what?
Yeah, make sure that you watch America's Got Talent tonight. There'll be another group of people that'll be the other five that'll make the finale come out of tonight's episode. And then, of course, tune in on September the 15th. And if you believe in what I'm doing and you love my voice, vote for me. And I appreciate all the support I've already gotten, and it's been an amazing ride regardless.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. We're going to be tuning in and voting as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. We'll see you later on tonight. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow, what a nice guy. He has that voice. You know, he has that speaking voice. Of course, he has the talent. Denton Blount from Greenville, South Carolina. And he is so Nashville. I mean, I lived in Nashville for 11 years, met all kinds of country music people, who stars, wannabe stars, trying to be, never going to be stars. But believe me, he definitely has the sound, the look, the style, the everything. And win, lose, or draw, I think Nashville needs to definitely knock on his door and say, hey, man, let's give it a second go around here in Nashville. So we're going to see. It's left up to you, America. Get a vote for Mr. Denton Blount so that his name can be read as the winner. But I know you have other people out there who said, oh, no, I think maybe the Mentalist guy or the Craig Lewis band, who is our next go-around for guests who will be joining us. In fact, they should be joining us like right now. I don't know why no one has called. But anyway, the Craig Lewis Band is a singing duo. They have some amazing, amazing talent as far as R&B style, pop, gospel, all that whole genre. They are just amazingly talented. And they are from the Atlanta, Georgia area. They have already earned the Michael Bublé's Golden Buzzer Award during the Judge Cuts round. That was interesting. But, hey, they are still here. They're still hanging in there. They have been in one of Tyler Perry's musical productions, Madea's Big Happy Family. They tore that one up because they have the kind of range where on stage, so does Denton. These type of singers, they have really good vocal range when it's live on stage, which is so important. Yeah, anybody pretty much nowadays can burn it down in a recording studio because they now have so much, software that can make people sound like they can really sing. But when you can go on stage and live and do the same thing, oh my God, it is so amazing. And to further speak of amazing, we have the Craig Lewis Band. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Do I have the pleasure of both, or do I have half the band?
No, it's both of us.
Got both of you guys. Okay, I was just telling the listeners how you guys have that range, that vocal range, to where you can just burn down a stage in live performances. Anybody can nowadays can sing in a studio, but you guys can just burn the curtains down live on stage. That's just amazing.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you do. You know, everybody, millions of people see that. I wanted to ask you guys this. You guys were in one of Tyler Perry's productions, Madea's Big Happy Family. Have you guys heard from Tyler Perry, tweet or Facebook or anything since you've been on the show or anything like that, or what?
You know, we have not. We were in. We haven't heard from him, to answer your question.
Okay.
But yeah, we were in a stage play, Madea's Big Happy Family. It was a lot of fun. That was kind of like our intro. Well, not necessarily our introduction, because we've been singing all our lives. But, yeah, that was, it was a big thing for us.
Oh, yeah. That's a good start. That's a good thing to put on the resume, I should say. Gosh, please.
Yes.
Well, okay, here you are at this time of your life. You're on one of the biggest television talent shows in the world. Right before you guys, Denton Blount was on, and I want to ask you the same question. What were you guys doing this time last year, September 2014? What was your life like?
Oh, wow. Ooh. Well, I work at a hotel. So, you know, I was probably working and dreaming of doing something like this.
and eating, and probably that's about it.
Eating. Probably watching America's Got Talent.
Absolutely, and Craig always wanted to audition for America's Got Talent. So he had been asking me for a few years, to audition. And I was so, like, my nerves are bad when it comes to competition and being judged and stuff like that. It makes me extremely nervous. But this year, I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And I'm glad that I did.
Oh, my God. So, okay, why this show? Why not maybe The Voice? Or why not American Idol? What was it about this particular show?
America's Got Talent is like the biggest talent show in the entire world. So we decided if we're going to do it, we might as well go as big as we can. And we chose America's Got Talent because it doesn't get any bigger.
Right. It's like a New York thing as well. Like, you know how they say if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere? And I kind of feel the same way about America's Got Talent. Like, it's not just singers. If you're competing against so many different acts and so many different kinds of acts. And it's like if you can make it on America's Got Talent, if you can become the winner of America's Got Talent, then you really have something big and something special because it's not easy. It's the hardest competition in the world.
Oh, yeah. The variety is so – I mean, I could see it if it was all singers like The Voice and Idol. But you guys are competing against so many different kinds of talents, and that's, I find that real interesting. That's a whole different strategy, I guess. I don't know. I don't think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, okay. You guys – go ahead.
Oh, no, we would just agree. Yeah, definitely. We definitely agree with you because – You could be warming your voice up, prepared to go on stage, and on one side of you, somebody is eating fire, and on the other side of you, somebody's cutting somebody in half. So it's kind of like, oh my goodness, like how do I prepare? How do I prepare to compete against this? Like because it's so much variety in the show that it is.
If you guys had to vote for somebody else, who are some of the acts you would vote for?
Oh, wow. Everybody's so good. So, like, I know you said you just talked to Benton. We're huge fans of Benton. We love Sharon. We're partial to singers. So we probably would vote for all the singers.
All the singers. Oh, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Well, to further speak of singing, you guys earlier on got the Michael Bublé Golden Buzzer Award. Was that shocking or what?
It was shocking, you know. And we're fans of Michael Bublé, so it made it even more special, you know, that he pushed the buzzer for us. But we were totally shocked. I know you saw our reaction. We were running around the stage like, you know, like some little girls, but we were totally excited.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, this is Michael Bublé. This is not just any singer USA here. Oh, my God.
Exactly. Michael Bublé is the real deal.
Yes. But you guys are, too. You're definitely the real deal. Do you guys ever get on each other's nerves and just I'm just sick of you. I've been rehearsing all day. Just get away from me.
Yeah, we do. We do. But the thing about it is we've been friends for so long. Like you know, we've been singing together for 10 years now. Like, so we know when it's time to give each other space. Yeah, we know when it's time to give each other space and I think that we have it down. It's like we're family at this point. So even our big arguments or fights or whatever, they're, you know, it's like arguing with a family member.
Well, that's good to know. After 10 years, you may as well, you know, stick it on out, sweat it on out from here. I would,
you know.
Really, I would be so hurt, you know, pick up the paper one day and say, hear and read, oh, the Craig Lewis Band have each gone solo. I'm like, oh, I hate when successful bands and acts do that. So don't do that to us, please. please.
No, I don't think we will. I think if that was, you know, if that was the case, we would have done it a long time ago. It's been, we've been singing together for a long time, and I think we're going to stick this thing out and see how it ends.
Well, yeah. Well, we hope that the end will be, you know, we want everybody, our show, we want all, everybody to win. Of course, everybody can't win. But in the event that you guys are the million-dollar winners, what are you guys going to do with that million? I know you're going to split it down half, but what are some of the things you're going to do with that money if you win?
First thing I'm going to do is buy a car.
Okay.
I definitely want to take care of my mother and make sure that she has everything that she needs, because she's giving me so much. It's going to be hard to pay her back. I can't pay her back, but I definitely want to take care of her.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so nice. Yeah, we got to take care of moms. Got to take care of moms.
You
what kind of car? What kind of car is this going to be?
I don't know. Something fast and something red.
Okay. Fast and red. Well, you've got a whole line of cars to choose from, and who knows? You know, you put the word out, some car company may just donate and give you a car for being the winner. You never know about these things.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, awesome. I like your attitude. I like the way you think.
Hey, you guys, when I tell you, I would ask my agent or my manager, I would put that in front of them. Find out if there's a car company that will donate and give me a car in exchange for publicity. I bet you'll find one. Just that.
Wow! Listen, I think that's a great idea.
Yes, with that kind, and even if you know, just being on the show. I mean, how many? What are you guys probably about? Your social media fan base is probably what, in the thousands and thousands by now, or what? Did I lose them? Uh-oh, I think I did. Oh, I lost the Craig Lewis band. Guys, I'm so sorry. They only, you know what? They actually cheated me out of 2 minutes of time. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but they brought them on 2 minutes after their scheduled time was supposed to be. So I really should have been allowed to have an extra 2 minutes. But, hey, listen, Craig Lewis band, don't let this opportunity pass you by. Believe me, I would ask now, ask your manager or your agent, can they hook you up with a car company, or, you know, a manufacturer or Chevrolet or whomever. They do these types of endorsements, you know, while you're on this show, while the iron is hot. Make it happen, guys. So anyway, we're going to see all three of them, Craig Lewis Band Duo and Benton Blount and the rest of the amazingly talented people from America's Got Talent tonight on NBC. It's going to be a blast. Season 10, these are the final days of competition for this week for season 10. The top 10 acts will perform one last time. A week from today, for America's Vote and the chance to win $1 million plus, the winner will headline in Las Vegas. And on Wednesday, the 16th, the host of America's Got Talent, Nick Cannon, will reveal the season 10 winner. And we hope, you know, anytime we talk to some of these performers, we always cheer for them the loudest because they've been on our show. So we hope that either Benton Blount or the Craig Lewis Band are the winners. We really do, because that's what we do around here. We like to cheer for the people who come on our show. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this morning mini edition of our show. We want to thank our guests, the Craig Lewis Band and Benton Blount from America's Got Talent, for joining us. Make sure you tune in tonight to America's Got Talent on NBC. And that will, let me just tap your note here. People always have any notes. Anyway, yeah, make sure you tune in to America's Got Talent tonight, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 to 8 p.m., of course, Central Time. And what we'll do is that we will see you guys on our next show, on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. So have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you guys next show. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.